Much ado about color. I remember sitting down in class and the teacher explaining how to use a color wheel. It took me a bit, as you were supposed to spin the darn thing. Goodness. If you make a color circle out of Roy G. Biv, or red, orange, yellow, green, blue, Newton, and violet, the colors that are opposite are supposed to be special. When you divide the contraption in three and four, you get a triad and a tetrad and a slap in the face on top of your fake education. The only color theory that truly matters is the history of oil paint. How the art masters evolved their vision. And the crash course in that is this. Paint black and white, or dark brown and light brown, and then glaze color on top of it. Use a transparent paint. You first create a perfect, realistic black and white, and then gently add color. But you need to know paints and where they come from, even if just out of respect. My heart still hurts from college cheating me out of that. I remember burnt umber, but I feel so betrayed that it hurts to even remember that. Burnt umber has got to be one of the prettiest things I've ever said, and I really don't know anything about it. I'm so mad right now. As I work on my software, coming closer and closer to creating useful things, from having spent ages learning and now having AI as my trusty sidekick or many sidekicks, I have a need for color in my user interface. Even though I haven't created much to show, I need to know how I'm going to color things so that they can program towards that. Bootstrap CSS, the design framework that I appreciate for its slow wisdom, has a notion of color context, as in dark or warning or primary or secondary, and even alert. Their idea of context is not very cleanly defined, at least in my opinion, and it is kind of ugly and now has become messy with just too many colors. Their warning yellow is terrible, for one, and that is because it's not just the color, it's also the background that makes the color. Pretty color in one place is often pretty ugly in other places. It's quite a disaster everywhere you look. My favorite coding theme, Solarized, has only two good colors to match that blue-green background. Nice blue and nice pink. These do wonders for code, and I created a maroon color that looks iridescent in relation to the background, but it's really just three colors, which is pretty slim pickings, even for a color editor theme. Last month, I spent some time looking at terminal colors. Colors for the things that hackers use in movies, thinking that if there is anyone who wastes time on perfect color harmonies, it is a corporate wizard. But it was again Solarized and a popular gray variant, and an attractive looking amber one, but that is literally one color on a dark background. That the user interface world is in a color harmony crisis is an understatement. Currently, only AI does good color schemes. It's true. And as it always does, color theory came up again recently, and I've decided to fix the darn thing and get me some decent colors. You have already heard the most important thing. It's not just the color, it's the background and the surrounding area. Here, a serious programmer would now stop us and say, just sample a 3D environment where colors tend to be perfectly coherent. This would not be a challenge to program, because web technologies have really evolved. But there is a color thing that can be made to work without much effort, because we begin with a sound color harmony already. Gradients. We should call it color interpolation, the meeting of two colors. This is great for creating layer upon layer of coherent backgrounds, and to make the text readable, you just lift it up a little bit relative to your base color. But even that is not enough to account for color contexts, such as danger red or success green or info blue, that are used in pop-ups, for example. And then, of course, dark mode, which must have its own danger and success colors. At which point, we might as well create many themes. So, the way I approach this color theory challenge is by imagining a dark basement gradient that moves up a building to higher floors, and my program starts with a dark to light gradient. But the notion of contexts, such as the danger context, requires redness on each floor, and it's always going to be a different base red. So today, I thought to add color functions to this strange little program, where every color transformation, stuff like night, lightning bug, terminal vision, foxfire, bioluminescence, has a power, and the second setting that sets how much of that transformation is applied to the original color. I just called the two the power of transformation and the general sensitivity a few moments ago. If you can't see the title image that comes with this poem, the bare-bone result, without much configuration, I have not configured anything at all, is instant, coherent color synchronization, precisely because everything is based on that backbone gradient. Gradient of like or dissimilar colors even always works, because the colors are always blending together. And just like masters glazing over color, my color transformation functions only add a tiny little bit, which is more than enough to add the accent. I know that this is not a theory of color, of course, but this here is proof that the color theory that we are taught in college or high school has little to say about which colors go together. In fact, that's a misuse of the color theory. Forget about your triads. Gradients is where the color harmonies live, unlike the questionable tetrad or triad. The result is always beautiful and always coherent. In conclusion, this strange creation of mine functions very much like a color model. But here, you are in control of the color universe. You say what makes a spectrum and in which order. And then, which color transformation function lifts or lowers part of that universe.